Coggo for breakfast.
It is a big day for Renee Lawrence. After 13 years in a Bali prison, a couple of Bali prisons actually, she walks free today, and I think it is fabulous. She has paid her time. Her original sentence was for 20 years, but she's managed to cut it down to 13 because she turned her life around in jail, and she's looking, hopefully, and she will, I'm pretty positive, she'll turn her life, don't cut me off, she'll turn her life around when she gets out as well. She's a former drug mule. She was young. She was impressionable. She had a horrible life growing up, broken family, all that sort of stuff, no stability, one to guide her, lead her.
And where's the violin?
That story
gets rolled out all the time, doesn't it?
Yeah, but she made a mistake, Brian. She's paid for it. Now she's coming out. Yeah, look, it was a huge mistake, and I do not agree with people taking drugs, dealing with drugs, all that sort of stuff. I absolutely do not agree with it, but I do think that people deserve a second chance.
Well, let's see. Because normally, you know, leopards don't change their spots. The thing is with her
negative.
No, well, it is. All right, if it's negative, it is. I just don't think they do. I think the thing, and I'll apologise and retract what I said before. I don't think she's a drug dealer. She's a drug mule. I think I might have said dealer. I don't know if that's the case. Anyway, I'll retract that. But again, she went over there with a chance to make some good coin. If she wasn't caught that time, Kylie, guess what? She would have done it again until she got caught.
Well,
because it's about money.
It is about money, but it was about her, I guess, trying to change her life as well back then, doing something that she knew she shouldn't have done. She took that risk. She's paid for that risk. And today she is coming home. Unfortunately, she's got to face charges. New South Wales police are going to hit her up as soon as she gets back. And that's not to do with drug dealing. That was to do with a time that she was driving a stolen car. And she led the police on a bit of a chase. I'm just saying that wasn't to do with drugs, but she was still naughty. But look, I just really believe, and I strongly believe, that we should give her a second chance.
Okay, all right. Well, that's your call. You made that point. The point I make is that this girl is coming back. We're highlighting this like there's no tomorrow. There'll be press all around the place. Right, I don't want my 70-year-old kid sitting at home in wide doors watching the telly, watching her pointed out or painted out as a hero, because she's not a hero.
She's
a drug mule.
She's not a hero. I'm not saying that she's a hero. She did the wrong thing. She was a bad, bad girl. But she's grown up and she has hopefully been reformed. I think we need to give her a chance, and that's my stance.
The best thing that could have happened to Renee Lawrence is she should have stayed in Bali.
Coggo for breakfast. Weekdays from 6 or catch up with the Triple M app. Triple M.